This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Just weeks ago, the world's largest leak of classified material, the Panama Papers, caused a political earthquake over tax evasion by billionaires and politicians. But what was dramatically missing from the report so far is how Americans are hiding their money offshore. Now, Oxfam America has released its newest report, Broken at the Top, how America's dysfunctional tax system costs billions in corporate tax dodging. In it, the group details how major U.S. corporations are hiding billions in offshore tax havens. As ordinary Americans scrambled to file their returns in time on tax day, Oxfam's report reminds us just how differently wealthy corporations are treated in our economy. My guest is Robbie Silverman. He's a senior policy advisor for private sector engagement at Oxfam America. Welcome to the show, Robbie.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So I understand that Oxfam has looked at this before, right? I mean, corporate tax havens, offshore tax havens that corporations use are not a news story. I'm assuming you had been in the works on this report even before the Panama Papers came out.
That's exactly right. Oxfam, for the last several years, has been very focused on inequality as a global driver of poverty. And we're increasingly seeing that one of the primary ways that inequality increases is through actually our dysfunctional tax system, where, you know, in theory, taxation could be a great tool to address inequality. Too often we're seeing that the tax system is actually rigged in favor of the wealthy and very large multinational corporations who often pay dramatically lower tax rates than small businesses and ordinary everyday taxpayers, largely through the use of offshore tax havens. And we every year release an inequality report at Davos. And this year we put out the stat that 9 out of 10 of the world's largest corporations, at least 9 out of 10, do have a presence in tax havens, including those gathered at Davos. In this report,
and that's
which focuses
Davos,
specifically,
Switzerland, where the World Economic Forum takes place every year.
That's exactly right. And this specific report focuses on the 50 largest U.S. corporations. And what we found is actually pretty astonishing. Altogether, these 50 corporations have $1.4 trillion staffed offshore, which is just an astonishing number.
So let's just clarify for our audience. Those who can stash their money offshore are extremely wealthy individuals. So if you're, you know, just you inherited money or you're a corporate CEO, however you made your billions, you can hire companies like Mossack Fonseca in Panama, hide your billions offshore. If you're a corporation, you can do something similar. The Panama Papers focused on wealthy individuals. It focused on politicians. It focused on individuals, none of them American. Your report focuses on U.S. corporations, not U.S. individuals, but U.S. corporations. Now, these are corporations that earn lots of money in the United States, and corporations like Apple, like General Motors, and they are hiding their money offshore. What impact does that have on the Treasury, on the U.S. Treasury, on the income that the U.S. should be getting, meaning we all Americans should be getting from corporations through taxes on their profits?
That's a great question. And it turns out that altogether, the U.S. loses well over $100 billion per year in corporate tax dodging. And that is just an enormous amount of money. And you think of all the good that money could do here in the U.S. in terms of repairing roads and bridges, hiring additional teachers, police officers. You know, there are so many good uses that we could put that money here in the U.S. And instead, we're losing, you know, vast sums of money because of tax dodging.
So the total
Oxfam,
sum that corporations hide offshore is on the order of a trillion. What the Treasury, what the U.S. public loses in terms of corporate taxes is on the order of billions.
That's exactly right. And, you know, best estimates are that the U.S. loses about $100 billion per year altogether to corporate tax dodging. And, you know, at Oxfam, we're concerned about poverty both here in the U.S. and globally. And developing countries also lose about $100 billion per year in tax revenue. And again, that money could go to, you know, fostering healthcare, education, hospitals, schools, things that are sorely needed in developing world to help poverty and inequality throughout the world.
So what about the companies themselves? Let's start naming names. I threw out a couple of names before. What are some names of well-known companies that you can throw out? You know, it's so interesting. As I was doing some research, I found like images of General Motors' headquarters emblazoned with US flags. You know, they want to appear to be these American, you know, job creators, drivers of the economy. Which are the companies aside from GM that basically avoid paying their fair share?
Well, what I think we found most interesting is that, when we did this report, we didn't set out to find the largest tax dodgers or, the largest recipients of federal loan support, which is something else that we study, or, the companies that stash the most number of offshore. We literally just took a list of the US's largest corporations, and we found that nearly all of them have a presence offshore. Nearly all of them are paying well below the US statutory rate of 35%. And so for us, it wasn't so much as, one or two bad apples. It was really a systemic problem that this is an issue that goes well beyond one or two corporations that are gaming the system. And it's really the system itself that is rigged, where essentially you have one set of rules for these very large multinationals and essentially a second set of rules for, small businesses and working families. And we just feel that's not right. We need a fair and effective tax system that treats everybody the same.
Right, so Americans who scrambled on April 15th to file their taxes on time, make sure they had all their returns properly filled out. Some people shelling over much more money than they should. You know, others may be getting back modest amounts, but in general, they're paying their taxes. And so American corporations aren't, or many of them aren't. Now, it's not actually illegal what they're doing, right? I think, which is why you're pointing to the fact that this is the system at fault. They are taking advantage of loopholes written into tax law.
That's exactly correct. I think President Obama said it best. The scandal isn't what's illegal, it's frankly what's legal. And we saw with the Panama Papers as well. A lot of the tax dodging that we're seeing, it's there are always shades of gray in the law, and clearly some corporations are being much more aggressive than others and how they take advantage of those loopholes. But, as you say, a lot of this behavior isn't necessarily illegal, and that really is a scandal. And so we actually do need policymakers to step up to change the law. We suggest a great law called the Stop Tax Haven Abuse Act that's in front of Congress right now that would go a long way to closing some of the most egregious loopholes and would promote transparency, which is sorely needed in the field of taxation. And so, we do think there are steps that policymakers can take that would make a real difference.
So the Stop Tax Havens law. Now, of course, we need the political will in Congress to betray their corporate, benefactors, of course. And, we understand that money in politics drives policy. That's probably how those loopholes were written into the tax law in the first place. But so unless there's pressure from the grassroots level to force our elected representatives to hold corporations to the same standards that we're held to, nothing will happen. Do you think reports like yours and reports like the Panama Papers revelations can fuel that grassroots outrage?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very clear there's a groundswell of support that people understand that the rules are rigged against them and they want to see a change. And I think we actually are seeing some movement there. This is really an issue that transcends partisan lines. You're seeing that a little bit in Congress where, both the left and the right agree that we need corporate tax reform. You're also seeing it in the political campaigns now, where, frankly, candidates on both sides in the primaries are saying, listen, this system isn't right. We understand that it's dysfunctional. And people really across the political spectrum are starting to recognize that the rules are rigged. So we absolutely do need a groundswell of support. And Oxfam, we do hope this report will help build that groundswell by providing this information and bringing it out into the open.
Let's actually spell out how corporations are exactly hiding their money offshore. I mean, essentially, they are able to, or they create these subsidies in offshore tax havens as if they were actually opening shop in places like Bermuda or the Cayman Islands, and then transfer their profits to those islands who won't tax them, but they're not actually doing real business in those offshore tax havens, right?
That's exactly right. And so what happens, our report again looked just at the 50 largest US companies, and we found that together they have at least 1,600 subsidiaries in offshore tax havens. And that is frankly, likely a vast underestimate given the weak reporting requirements that we have. But clearly, these 50 companies have huge numbers of subsidiaries in offshore tax havens, and they do run a large percent of their profits through those offshore tax havens. Our report found that altogether the companies have earned about $4 trillion, and well over a trillion of that, so one out of every $4 in profits that they're earning, are ending up in these offshore tax havens. So this is a massive, massive problem. And if you look at places like Bermuda or the Cayman Islands, if you look just at sort of their GDP, what essentially is going for their own citizenry, and then you look at the amount of corporate profits that are going through those islands, you can see there's just a huge mismatch. U.S. companies alone are reporting almost $100 billion of activity in Bermuda, and that is more than many countries in Western Europe. I mean, it doesn't make sense, frankly. It doesn't add up.
And so what are some of the things that we hear about in the United States constantly from our politicians that we supposedly just don't have the money for? This is something you detail in your report. All of these important social infrastructures, health, education, water, et cetera, that we are told that we have to cut corners around because there simply isn't enough money to fund them. If we taxed corporations like the rest of us are taxed, wouldn't we have money to, for example, bring clean water to the residents of Flint, Michigan?
That's exactly right. If you look at Flint, it's just the most extreme manifestation of infrastructure that's crumbling all over the country. And, the decision that led to this epidemic of lead poisoning in Flint was a cost-saving measure. It was just that there wasn't enough governmental revenue to provide clean water, which is really, in 21st century America, really just a disgrace. Or if you look at the Zika virus, I think for Miami, the entire, mosquito eradication budget is $1.8 million, which, is just nowhere near enough. Or if you think of things like early childhood education, or if you think of things like roads and bridges, new schools. I mean, there's so many good ways that we could use this money here at home to, frankly, reduce poverty and reduce inequality here in America. And instead, that money is sitting, by literally the trillions of dollars in offshore accounts.
And so what, aside from, pushing our policy, our lawmakers to push this law, what can we do about simply increasing public awareness about these tax havens and offshore, tax dodging? Is there enough coverage in the media of reports like yours, you think?
I would certainly like to see more. I think that people are, tax is a hard topic. It's complicated. No one likes thinking about paying their taxes, me included. And so, it's a hard topic to grapple with. But frankly, I think that's one of the reasons why we have the system that we have that's just full of loopholes, full of, rig systems that corporations who, have literally thousands of accountants whose job it is, to be as aggressive as they can in saving money. I mean, I think that that's part of the problem, that people haven't really been paying attention because it is complicated. It isn't fun to think about. But really, I think there is now more public awareness that tax is really, really important. And I think that people are understanding that, hey, it's not fair that, these huge corporations have these Cayman Islands accounts and, doing all this business in Bermuda. My small business or me as a working family, we can't do that. That's just not fair. And so I think, I do think this is a critical moment for people to really start paying attention and in their own lives, write letters, tell their congressperson, come out, when you're thinking about the choice this November. Tax is an incredibly important topic. And I do think, that there is a groundswell of support building to create a more just and fair tax system.
I want to thank you so much, Robbie Silverman, for joining us today. Give out a website for Oxfam America.
Absolutely. It's oxfamamerica.org, and very much encourage folks to sign on and join the fight.
Robbie Silverman is my guest. He's Senior Policy Advisor for Private Sector Engagement at Oxfam America. Again, oxfamamerica.org is the website. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.